morning. I hope that you all enjoy that magnificent fanfare by Paul Dukas. After all, music is such a wonderful thing to listen to. But we don't often understand how music is put together, do we? Well, Joseph Haydn knew, and he was a great composer who lived about 200 years ago. And he worked very hard, and he wrote a lot of beautiful music. If you listen very carefully, you might be able to hear him right now at the piano, writing the slow movement to one of his symphonies. Sometimes writing music can be very difficult. But Joseph Haydn had a plan for his piece. You see, he would write a melody and then have it played in many different ways. And we call his melody the theme. And each time it's played in a different way, we call it a variation. So in other words, Haydn's plan was to write a theme and variation piece. Now, if only we could have Mr. Haydn join us.
That is my guitar.
Mr. Haydn, would you have the orchestra play the theme of your theme and variations piece? Theme has two parts to it. He also said that the first part has this big surprise at the end in case anybody tries to go to sleep. Let's listen. You play it differently?
Well, in the third variation, I give the theme to the oboe and I speed it up. Schmarrn.
Why are you talking about the third variation? We haven't heard the first or the second variation.
All right, all right. In the first variation, some parts are loud and some parts are soft. And I add a decoration in the first violins over the thing in the second violins. It's like icing on a cake. Variation, the theme is in a minor key, fortissimo, then pianissimo.
Thank you.
Thank you.